Coming up on episode number 576, tonight is going to be a show that I think is going to cause a lot of controversy, as well as invite a lot of people to contribute song ideas for a future version of this show. Let me tell you a little bit. As we're raising our 12-year-old son, Tristan, we are constantly correcting him, correcting his grammar, and things like that. So it got me thinking, hey, what pop songs have titles that are grammatically incorrect? Yes, it's Grammarville, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is May 12th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to Grammarville. Now, this is going to be a fun one. Basically, tonight's theme is all songs that I think, and again, this is going to cause some controversy, maybe some discussion in the show notes. Bring it on. I think these songs are all feature titles, I should say, that are grammatically incorrect. And I got to thank a couple sources for this. Number one, everybody in Twitter that I communicated with when I posed this idea. I just got tons and tons of suggestions. Couldn't use all of them, but I did use quite a few of them. And the second source I want to thank is the Grammar Girl website. Now, if you're not a follower, if you're not a subscriber to the Grammar Girl podcast, you really should be. You got to check it out. Basically, every episode she goes through one of the most common mistakes in grammar. You can find her at, let me pull up her website here. I want to make sure I give the right email address. I'm sorry, the right web address. But basically, a lot of this was looking through her archives and finding some good examples of common grammar mistakes, and then I had to go back and try and figure out some songs that used those bad mistakes. Okay, her website is grammar, G-R-A-M-M-A-R, quickanddirtytips.com. So check it out, Mignon Fogarty, Mignon Fogarty, which I'm going to try and say five times fast, is the host and writer, and also writer of a New York Times bestseller, same thing, better known as Grammar Girl. Okay, one other really quick thing I want to talk about before I start playing the music. The criteria for this, just for your own suggestions, are that the song title has to be as close to a complete sentence as possible. So something like Me and Bobby McGee, or Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard, or Alone Again, or Do Ya, things like that, I couldn't count because they're sentence fragments, and there might be a way to work those in where they're grammatically correct. But let's go ahead and start off with a song by Bob Dylan, who I think is the biggest source of grammar infractions and song titles. This one is called You Ain't Going Nowhere, or Going Nowhere, obviously should be You Aren't Going Anywhere, or You Are Going Nowhere. This one's performed by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Irglova from the soundtrack to the I'm Not There motion picture from 2007.
So swift, the rain's pouring in. We're gonna see a movie called Gone Get Thin. Pack up your money, put up your temper, Gwen. You ain't going nowhere. Ooh-wee, ride me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down to the easy chair? Thank you.
after we have passed it, yeah. Ooh-wee, wrap me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Oh, how are we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Oh, down into the easy chair.
Diamonds and rings and a gun that sings. A flute that toots and a bee that stings. A sky that cried and a bird that flies. A fish that walks and a dog that talks. Ooh-wee, wrap me high. Tomorrow's the day that my bride's gonna come now. Whoa-ho, how we gonna fly down into the easy chair? Oh, down into the easy chair.
I am not afraid of anything in this world. There's nothing you can throw at me that I haven't already heard. I'm just trying to find a decent melody, a song that I can sing in my own company. I never thought you were a fool, but darling, look at you. Oh, you gotta stand up straight, carry your own way. These tears are going nowhere, baby. You got to get yourself together. You got stuck in a moment and you can't get out. Oh, don't say that later will be better. Now you're stuck in a moment and you can't get out. Colors you bring, the night you fill with fireworks, they left you in loving. I'm still enchanted by the light you brought to me. I listen to your ears and to your eyes I can see. You are such a fool to wear it like you do. I know it's tough, and you can't get enough of what you really need now, my oh my. You got to get yourself together. You got stuck in a moment, and you can't get out. Oh love, look at you now. You got yourself stuck in a moment, and you can't get out. I was enchanted, I had to sleep. The water was warm till you discover how deep. I was jumping for me, it was a fall. It's a long way down to nothing at all. You got to get yourself together. You got stuck in a moment and you can't get out of it. Don't say later will be better. Now you're stuck in a moment and you can't get out. And if the night's run over, and if the days won't last, and if our way should falter along the stony path, and if the night's run over, and if the days won't last, and if our way should falter along the stony path, and if the night's run over, and if the day won't last, and if our way should falter along the stony path, and if the night's run over, and if the days won't last, and if
Okay, so there's a lot wrong with that song besides the grammatically incorrect title. That is Baby, I'm a Want You, and you probably were able to figure out that was the Brady Bunch performing that song from 1972, an album called Meet the Brady Bunch. I just couldn't resist playing that one. Originally by Bread, and probably the grammatic way of saying that one would be, I guess, Baby, I Want You. And what's interesting is I could get by the fact that it's a want, baby, I'm a want you, if the hyphen, I think, was after the A and before want. So baby, I'm a want you, because, you know, it was very common, in the olden days to put an A before before some words and kind of have it more artistic, like Froggy Went According, for example. Before that, that's a long diatribe on that one, isn't it? Before that, Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out of by The Persuasions, covering U2 on an album conveniently titled The Persuasions Sing U2 from 2005. This one falls under the gray area of ending a sentence with a preposition. Stuck in a moment you can't get out of, probably more grammatically could be said, stuck in a moment in which you can't get out. But that's a gray area, and there's a lot of grammarians who would say that stuck in a moment you can't get out of is okay. And then we start off the set with You Ain't Going Nowhere by Glenn Hansard and Marketa Inglova from the soundtrack to the film I'm Not There, originally performed by Bob Dylan, who had such great grammatical titles as Lay Lady Lay and The Times They Are A-Changing. See? A-Changing. There's that. It all comes back, doesn't it? Something that always also comes back. See, I got to watch my own grammar on this show, or else people are going to be ripping me a new one. Something that also comes back is the Audio Engine USA sponsorship. Thank you so much, Audio Engine USA, for your sponsorship of Coverville. Tonight we're going to talk about the Audio Engine Fives. These are the big daddies, and by big daddies, these are still relatively small speakers, easily something that'll fit on a bookshelf, but were you to listen to them and not see them, you would think that the sound you're hearing is coming from a big speaker. The speaker has a built-in amplifier, so you don't need to have a receiver, amplifier, blah, 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 any of that stuff. You can actually plug these right in, or plug your TV, your Xbox, your PlayStation, your iPod or other MP3 player, anything like that, right into these, and they will fill the room with sound. Huge, huge, clear bass sound. Not, you know, not so loud it's muffled bass or distorted bass, but clear bass sound. Also, natural mids and dynamic highs. And what's really cool about this is not only do they have a place on top where you can charge via a USB port so that you can keep your iPod, your Zune, your Creative Zen, your whatever, keep it charged while you're listening to it. There's also a plug on the back, a pass-through plug, so you can plug whatever you want into that as well. I use mine with an AirPort Express, the little tiny wireless box, and actually send music right from iTunes right to these speakers no matter where in the house I plug them. It's awesome. And you can check them out at Audio Engine USA, where if you decide to buy them, I can help save you some money. Come here. I'm going to whisper this one to you. All right. If you want to save some money from Audio Engine, use the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN. That'll save you 10% off of your order at Audio Engine USA, whether it's on the speakers, the Audio Engine W1s and W2s, the wireless audio adapters, or even the new desktop stand. Check them all out, Audio Engine USA. All right, let's get to the next one, a cover of one of my favorite bands, Split Enz. Of course, anything Finn-related, I am all up for. This is a cover of I Got You, which simply probably should have just been I Have You. this one's covered by Lava Baby from their album Big Muff, with the fantastic lead vocals of Robin Banks. Here's I Got You.
I got you, and that's all a whole lot. I don't go out, not now that you're in. Sometimes we shout, but that's no problem. I don't know why sometimes
From an album called Blues Power, the songs of Eric Clapton. That is Lay Down Sally by Carl Weathersby. Of course, a cover of Eric Clapton. That actually is an album that came from the House of Blues. Now, I don't know if they're still producing these, but they put out for a while these great cover albums that all had the tagline, "This is not a tribute." And they truly weren't. They were really reimaginings, recreations of popular songs. It wasn't just let's cover an Eric Clapton song and sound like Eric Clapton. I don't know if they're still producing those cover CDs, but if you go to a House of Blues and check in their CD section, you can usually find these, all of them. There was an Aerosmith one and a regular compilation one. You could probably find them for $5 or less there. So if you see them, pick them up. Definitely you won't be disappointed. And if you know of any new ones that they've come out with, please let me know. Love to pick them up myself. Lay Down Sally. This is a good one. It should be Lie Down Sally. Lay is more of the commanding verb. So unless you're telling somebody to lay Sally's body down, lay Sally's lifeless body down, then if you're telling Sally to lay down, it should be Lie Down Sally. Same goes for Lie Lady Lie. Before that, you heard I Got You by Lava Baby from their album Big Muff, a cover of the track by Split Enz. Well, something going on right now at Coverville that I'd love for you to be part of is the Coverville Survey. Find out more just by going to coverville.com and clicking on the survey link on the right side of the page. Not only are you helping me out by telling me who the Coverville listener is, tell me who you are. You'll also be in the running to win some fabulous prizes from viator.com. And let me really quickly tell you something about Viator. Want to make sure that I got this in on this show. The You know, not only can you get these great tours and things for locations that you go, but there's also some great music themed tours that they have. For example, there is the New York City Original Rock and Roll Walking Tour. There is the New York City Hip Hop Tour. And then if you're in the UK, there's the Beatles and Liverpool Rail Day Trip from London and the London Rock Music Tour. A few of these great tours you can get from Viator.com. Man, I want to take a lot of those. They sound awesome. Viator.com, sponsoring the 2009 Coverville Survey on Coverville.com. All right, this one is a cover from an album of NRBQ covers. It's a tribute to NRBQ called The Q People. This one's a cover by Dinosaur Jr. frontman, actually Dinosaur Jr. guy, founder, and the man behind Dinosaur Jr., Jay Maskus. It's a cover of their song, I Want You Bad. And let me grab this really quick here. Maybe I'll have to grab it after the thing. But the CD that this comes from, the tribute to NRBQ called The Q People, also includes an entire 15-20-minute song by SpongeBob SquarePants, which is more than a song. I mean, it is an audio cartoon. You have to listen to it. It's got Patrick and Mr. Krabs and all the characters from SpongeBob SquarePants. So if you're a SpongeBob SquarePants fan, you should pick up that album, The Q People, a tribute to NRBQ. The cover, I Want You Bad, which I believe should be I Want You Badly, if it's being corrected grammatically. Here is Jay Maskus with I Want You Bad.
rural part of the city where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Watch my daddy in bed, he's dying. Watch his hair been turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away, I know. He's been working so hard. I've been working too, baby. Every night.
Wilson from Heart, from her 2007 solo cover album Hope and Glory, with a cover of The Animals' We Gotta Get Out of This Place, which should probably be called We Have to Get Out of This Place. Before that, Jimmy Barnes from Australia, from a 1991 collection called Soul Deep, with a cover of Diana Ross's Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And man, I could do an entire show just on the word ain't. So many people suggested stuff with ain't as part of it. And this one would be There Isn't a Mountain High Enough, I'm guessing, would be the correct way to do it. And then we started off the set with Jay Maskus, I Want You Bad, a cover of NRBQ from the Q People, a tribute to NRBQ that came out in 2004. And yeah, it features a really long SpongeBob SquarePants song called Little Floaters Wild Weekend, 17 minutes of SpongeBob, and I believe it covers about four or five NRBQ songs among the bits by Tom Kenny. yeah, I mean, there's tons of it. Patrick, Sandy, Mr. Krabs, Squidward, Plankton, everybody's in there. So if you've got a little fan of SpongeBob in the house, or if you yourself are a fan of SpongeBob, then this is a great thing to pick up. kind of like a the missing episode, the lost SpongeBob episode. And that is going to do it for this edition of Grammarville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to make a suggestion, I encourage you to do so. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can go to the weblog at coverville.com. Now, in addition to the forums and a place in the show notes where you can leave comments, there's a new feature there where you can rate the songs that you hear on the show. And what's cool about this is it kind of gives me an idea. It's like a barometer of what you liked, what you didn't like. And I'm just guessing, kind of looking at the list, that Brady Bunch track is not going to get some high star marks. Oh well, I can live with that. So check it out. All that stuff you can find at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with another cover story edition of the show, so make sure you tune in for that. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And as a special extra thank you to all of you for the donations, the PayPal donations you've sent in recently. A few of them have come in recently. I just wanted to send out a big thank you to those of you who've sent them. Really, really appreciate it, and it's a great time to send them in. Thanks. Bye-bye.